Now we're going to talk about football, but just, you know, the earring situation, everybody's, can you update us on that? Did you have insurance? Did you find it?
Yes, I didn't hire anyone to, like, a dive team. I did not do that. It was insured. I was fine. I didn't get thrown off anything. I jumped off the jet ski. Mm-hmm. So that's cleared up. Football. Training camp is going well. You know, young guys, they buying in. We flying around. Just one day at a time. We're working on, you know, on chemistry right now and gelling together.
How's your foot feeling and what can you do? And when you think you might be out there, you know, going on in the 11th?
Oh, my foot's great. You know, we're just being smart. I still get my conditioning in. I run routes. I do things. I'm in and out of the huddle. I'm in the scheme. Just everything right now. Today was the first day of pads. I'll probably do a little more tomorrow. But, you know, we just one day at a time with me. They know what I can do. We're not here to rush anything or anything like that, but the overall goal is to, you know, obviously be ready to go by the start of the season. Anything else, Led? Anybody else got something?
What's up, baby? I know you didn't want to talk about that too much, but were you okay with your teammates kind of giving you a little bit of a hard time about that? I mean,
about what?
About the earring thing. I mean, I know
they didn't give me a hard time.
Such a big news story for some reason.
Nah, we was in camp, so it really didn't. You know, everybody, we was in camp. We was really just, you know, happy to see each other. The long break, just getting back and just, you know, just greeting each other. Hey, how you doing? How's it been? Like, what's new? Whatever, whatever. So we really ain't make a big deal out of it because it's not a big deal.
What did it mean for you? I know you don't focus on these things. When your peers voted you the best receiver in the league, what did that mean to you? You know, I mean, obviously, everybody knows how talented you are.
Yeah.
From those players in the NFL.
It was good. You know, it felt great, you know, to be recognized by your peers. And, you know, they think so highly of you. But last year, that was last year. You know, this is a whole new year. I'm at training camp right now trying to get better.
So what's the 1% for you?
I always work on everything with me. My 1% is pretty much everything. Getting off the ball, studying, attention to detail, when I'm fatigued, what do I do when I'm fatigued? Do I, you know, run with my hands down, keeping my hands up with the ball? It's just a lot I do. I love to play the game and not have weaknesses.
Julio, what are some of the things you've seen over the years, some adjustments defenses might have made against you or even against this scheme in general?
We're high powered. Like, for me, I get a lot of two-man. You know, they'll throw some crazy coverages in there, here and there. But we very talented on offense. So when you try to take me away, we got a lot of guys on the other side, you know, that can go out there and make plays and make you pay.
Julio, I know the foot aggravated you a couple times last season. But having the surgery, does it kind of give you that peace of mind that week to week you're going to feel more confident?
I'm way confident now. Like, I've always been confident, you know. Just talking to the doc, and he's just telling me I'm good to go. You know, I'm a football player. Things happen. You know, I don't let an injury or something like that hold me back. Once I talk to a specialist, and, you know, with Bob Anderson, whoever does my surgery or whatever, and he gives me the go, I'm going. Like, you know, so I'm always confident.
You're a pretty quiet kid coming in here as a rookie. Have you adjusted to the thing of younger guys now asking you questions or something?
Oh, I always been a coach, like, since I got here. You know, Roddy did a great job with me, was a great mentor for me, and I just carried it on. You know, when younger guys, like, probably my second, third year, started playing, then we just used to, you know, we critique each other. Oh, I seen this, you could have done this better, you could have done that better. And I always keep an open mind. Like, I'm never to that point where I can't take coaching from my other guys. Or, you know, if I run a route, they'd be like, hey, you could have did this. And I can let them know what I was thinking. I always ask a young guy, what were you thinking on this? Why you do this, you know? So, I mean, just have a better understanding of your players.
I know this offseason was shorter, you know, coming off the Super Bowl. Did it also feel different having that as your last game?
No, not at all. I did what I always do in off season. I travel. I enjoy myself. Enjoy family vacations. Hang out with the guys. We did our Miami trip. I mean, everything was the same. I mean, you know, it's It wasn't nothing different. It didn't feel the same, like something different because the last game was the Super Bowl. All that stuff was last year, you know. We just really focusing on this year and just gelling as a unit this year.
Looked like one of the guys you can spend a little time with is Reggie Davis.
Yeah.
And you mentioned coaching up young guys. What's some of the coaching you've been doing
with him? With him, he's a very he's a talented guy. He's a young guy, great speed, competitor. Just his thing is just being able to get off the ball, you know, how to get off, how to run routes. Staying tight to defenders. I mean, it's just small things because he has it all. But it's just all just those attention to detail, those smaller things. And once he does those and clean them up, he'll be a great player.
I know one of the things he's working on is his speed. How do you notice his speed?
He's working on his speed? He's not working on his speed.
He wants to show off his speed.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not working on it. He's fast. Yeah, he's definitely not working on his speed. He can go. When you're a fast guy like that, a lot of times defensive backs are, you know, they're nervous of your speed. You know, one thing, their nightmares is don't get beat over the top. So every route you run, you got to threaten them deep. You want to show them, hey, I'm going on a go ball. And then, like, just building up, you know, his strength and his ability to stop. When he's running at full speed like that, he'll create a lot of separation for him.
With last year being Muhammad and Taylor's first year, how much better do you feel like your receiver group in total can be now that they have 1 year under their belts?
We just got to keep working. You know, those guys can, you know, be the best receivers in the league at what they do. You know, Bean talk. You know, he want me to say bean talk. Nah, but for him, I mean, he already great at something, you know. He just got to work on other things now, like deep threats, you know, being a deep threat, which he can do. You know, last year we didn't show a lot of that for him. And Sanu, I mean, Taylor Gabriel, he's another one. His thing is he's a deep ball threat for us, and he can work on smaller, you know, intermediate routes. Like, everybody, we all just try to work on everything and not have a weakness. You know, and like, oh, when this guy in, oh, he's just a go ball runner. Oh, this guy in, oh, he's just a choice runner. You know, just to complete the whole game, and that's what we've been working towards.
Last question. Well, you have an offensive tackle come all the way from Denmark, number 75, Andreas Knappe. What do you think about him coming all the way from Europe and pursuing his dream?
I mean, it's fantastic for him to come here. And, you know, the Falcons are giving an opportunity here. Just got to make the best of this opportunity. You know, it's a lot of people. We come from everywhere, different parts of the world, different situations. He just has to make the best of it. So.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks.